The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Eves, and you're tuned into This Day in History class, a show that takes history and squeezes it into bite-sized stories. Today is October 14th, 2019. The day was October 14, 1947. American test pilot Chuck Yeager piloted the first flight to go faster than the speed of sound in a Bell X-1 aircraft. By this point, attempts had already been made to break the so-called sound barrier. The UK's Ministry of Aviation wanted to develop an aircraft that could achieve supersonic flight. Motivated by secret intelligence of a German supersonic long-range bomber project, the British worked with Miles Aircraft to create the prototype M52, which was designed to go up to 1,000 miles per hour or 1,609 kilometers per hour in level flight. The M52 employed a lot of innovative technology in its airframe design and construction, jet engine, and flying controls. But the project was canceled before it could claim the supersonic record. A Mach number indicates the speed of something by comparing it to the speed of sound. Mach 1 is about 760 miles per hour at sea level. Since sound moves slower in cold air, the speed required to break the sound barrier decreases higher in the atmosphere. Other pilots, like George Schwartz Welch and Hans Guido Muttke, claim to have broken the sound barrier before Yeager, but their claims are not officially recognized because the flights in question lacked adequate measuring equipment. The Bell X-1 was a joint project between the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, later known as NASA, and the U.S. Air Force. It was built by the Bell Aircraft Corporation. The U.S. and Bell Aircraft Company were given access to the research and design of the M52, and they used that information to advance their project. The X-1 was a rocket plane, or an aircraft that uses a rocket engine for propulsion. It was originally called the XS-1, where the XS stood for Experimental Supersonic, but the S was dropped early in the program. The X-1 had a four-chamber rocket engine that produced 26,500 newtons of static thrust. Instead of taking off from the ground, it was dropped from the bomb bay of a Boeing B-29 Super Fortress, accelerated quickly, and then glided to a landing. Yeager was chosen to attempt to break the speed record after he graduated from Flight Performance School in Muroc, California. His first test launch of the X-1, which he dubbed Glamorous Glennis after his wife, was on August 29, 1947. On each subsequent test launch leading up to his first supersonic flight, he increased his speed. There were challenges. For instance, he lost control of the plane's elevator in one flight and had to cut the engines and dump the fuel. But on October 14th, the X-1 reached a speed of 700 miles per hour, or 1,127 kilometers per hour. As he reached Mach 1.06, controllers on the ground heard the sonic boom. The plane traveled at supersonic speed for about 20 seconds before it decelerated, making Yeager the first to travel faster than the speed of sound in level flight. On March 26, 1948, Yeager reached Mach 1.45 in the X-1. Information about Yeager's flights was classified and not revealed to the public until 1948. The series of X experimental projects, both crewed and uncrewed, continues today. The Bell X-1 that Yeager flew is in the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Keep up with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHC Podcast. Or if you are so inclined, you can send us a message at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow with another episode.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.